We begin with Black Friday creep. Black Friday, of course, is the annual mania for shoppers eager to get a head start on their shopping. Year by year, customers have found stores offering even better deals and open earlier on the day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday has made a steady creep from early morning openings to midnight, and this year to Thanksgiving Day. Major retailers, including Walmart, Target, and Sears, announced that they will open on Thursday, spurring a wave of protests on social media and numerous petitions by employees upset about working on the holiday. Emanuela Grinberg has been covering the story as reporter for CNN.com's Living section. Emanuela, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello there. Nice to be here.
So how are employees reacting to stores opening on Thursday, Thanksgiving night?
Well, so far, over 130 petitions have been launched on Change.com asking retailers to reconsider their position on the opening Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, or just the opening earlier in general. And the most popular one has earned over 350,000 supporters so far. And yesterday, the young woman who, the Target employee who launched that petition, went to the Target headquarters to deliver the signatures to the CEO of Target himself.
Any response from Target?
Well, yeah, you know, they've been you know, saying the same thing all along, pretty much, which is that, you know, they crafted this approach with their employees and with their customers in mind. And, you know, that they try to be mindful of the demands of the market, but also the demands of their employees. So that's basically, they reissued that statement yesterday, and, you know, that's sort of been their line so far.
I'm guessing a lot of people with Facebook accounts have seen this surface, this story, and petitions surface on their Facebook pages from friends. A lot of petitions being circulated. Is that the extent of employee action planned, petitions?
Well, we know that as far as Target goes, but Walmart has also been planning, you know, a walkout. What Walmart says is a handful of their 1.3 million employees, but this has been sort of the culmination, I guess, of ongoing labor disputes that are more tied to, you know, other issues, not just Black Friday, allegations of retaliation for speaking out against Target, Walmart, pardon, you know, unpaid wages, reduced higher premiums on health benefits. So the Walmart action is part of a longer-standing dispute, but it's going to be culminating, allegedly, in a walkout on Friday.
Well, looking at the reaction from all the stores, not just Walmart, are these employees resisting what they signed up for? I mean, they're store employees, many of them signing on for holiday help.
Well, I mean, really, that's for the stores and the employees to really know for sure, I guess. But, you know, retail experts say that a way to head off these kinds of concerns is by establishing expectations between, or a contract, you know, or agreement between employees and their, employer and their employees. So who knows? I guess in my job, I know what I signed up for. I'll be working on Thanksgiving Day, but that's always been part of the agreement, I guess you could say.
That's Emanuela Grinberg. We're talking about big retails expanding Thanksgiving hours, what some are calling the Black Friday creep, and employees who are speaking out against it. Labor stories have been pretty big in the news in recent months, and I'm thinking of the NFL's referee strike, the Hostess employee strike that Hostess has said is leading to its bankruptcy. Two very different stories in terms of the influence of the public on corporate decision-making. Now, do you think these petitions and protests have the potential to really influence change? I mean, is anybody giving?
Well, again, I think the retail experts would say that's really in the hands of consumers. Because, you know, people do, even these petitions may be going around, but the fact of the matter is people are already anticipating going to stores early on Thanksgiving, on Black Friday to line up. So really, I think the power is in the hands of consumers to decide. And maybe, you know, Target is known for being, you know, mindful or considerate of their employees. And even the person who launched the most popular petition on change.org against Target has said that she was surprised that Target took this position to open on Black, what's being called Black Thursday or Black Thanksgiving now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's in the hands of consumers. And, you know, anyway, Some say that a Cyber Monday is even more popular in terms of generating sales. So.
Consumers, however, have been trained to line up for deals offered on Black Friday. And every year we hear these stories of the stampedes or the fist fights and rapacious, you know, grabbing for sale items. The question that arises for me is what can we buy on Thanksgiving that we can't buy on another day? I mean, what's driving this, Emanuela, do you think?
Well, I think it's the sales. You can still buy all this stuff, like in various places, but cameras, computers, laptops, but it's the fact that they're on sale and the fact that they also offer doorbuster deals, you know, free giveaways when you show up, if you're among the first 100 or 200 customers to get in the doors. I mean, there's a sort of excitement that's been created around it, and or adrenaline even. So for as many people who are saying they are against Black Friday, there's certainly a lot of people who are still, perhaps as you said, trained and look forward to it. So
We'll see what happens on a Black Thursday. Emanuela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Emanuela Grinberg, reporter for CNN.com. A link to her article, Retail Employees Fight Black Friday Creep, is at wordofmouthradio.org. And she will be working that day. How about you? Would you shop on Thanksgiving? Would you welcome the day off to get a jump on holiday shopping and all these special deals? Have you signed one of the petitions circulating online? Do you avoid the Black Friday crush altogether? Let us know. The conversation is happening right now on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.